Going to start recording now because we need to get into the session. So now this particular call is called Love Your Brain and It Will Love You Back. And we all know that mostly when we share our love, it always gets reciprocated and then recycled back to us. Now, whether this is from a pet, a person, a plant, or other energy. This is usually what happens. And that being said, why not start to love your brain and wait for the reciprocity, what a word that is, of the magic that this will unfold. And so we will start with crossing our hands over the chest area, which, as you know, symbolizes your sacred heart center. Let's take a deep breath in through your nose and then a long, slow breath out through your mouth. And we will do this beautiful breathing 3 times. And the process will set up a calming effect by triggering the neurons in your brain, which tell your body that it is time to relax. Now, these neurons, they link your breathing to the relaxation and attention, excitement, and anxiety that are located deep within your brain cells and brain stem, right? So that's what happens, is they are linked to that part, the neurons. So with your hands crossed over your sacred heart center, we will take these 3 deep breaths dropping down behind your hands, and I will click my fingers and I will invoke the triple heart. Now, some of you have heard me speak about the triple heart before, and some of you have not. So the triple heart will be invoked in each of you listening and those on the replay. Now, what the triple heart does is it sets up a connection to a golden shaft from a source, which connects your divine heart with the heart of source and the crystalline heart of Mother Earth. So clicking now, connecting you to the triple heart shaft. See and feel that golden shaft run all the way down through the center of you, through your core, and it connects all the hearts together. So see and feel the golden shaft now expand outside your divine energy matrix. And as we do that, we're taking a deep breath through your nose, long and slow, and then breathe it out through your mouth. Long and slow. Deep breath in through your nose. Pushing your belly all the way out and breathing out long and slow through your mouth. Feeling your body relax. The last breath in now through your nose. Breathing and pushing your belly all the way out and long and slow through your mouth out. Feeling your body relaxing now. Now, as you see that golden shaft expand outside your entire divine energy matrix, feel it now, and we ask it to cleanse, heal, purify, release, and balance all the energies that are not of love, including any and all entities which have no place within your divine energy now. Asking about my own divine hearts team and each of your individual teams to extract and take away all the entities that are playing out in your energy field, leaving you free to progress with this process and through your life when you have finished listening to the call. Now we will now just sit in this energy while we do this group call. Now, as we look at our individual brains, we know from science and pictures that our brains are all similarly formed. Basically, they all look alike, but all brains are not alike. And just as we have two ears or eyes that are like and are not alike, some of us also have perfect textbook wiring, and some of us do not. So right from the beginning, as we are birthed through the birth canal, our brains, although they have the resilience from nature to endure the process of birth, some of us have more trauma than others. Some of us require forceps. And as a consequence, have damage right from the very beginning. And as I'm talking this through, the healing is being done. As you can hear my voice, there's healing being done as we go through. Some of us too have issues that do not form properly in vitro. Some of our brains are not properly formed. And as a consequence, do not have as perfect a brain as we would like. That being said, the brain, as in the rest of our bodies, has such a natural intelligence, and it just manages for us to go forth and to do amazing things. And there are some people that have even been found to have no brain and yet have managed to excel in life. Some of these people have done amazing things. So let's look at our brains. We know that we have a right and a left hemisphere. And the left brain is connected to the right side of our bodies and the right side to the left side of our bodies. So our left brain is responsible for the logic, the language, the reasoning, any analysis that we do, numbers, filling forms, letters, abstract ideas, and thinks in the past and in the future. Our right side, the right hemisphere of our brain, it is the one that envelops itself in color, image, symbols, imagination, spatial visualization, music, drawing, art, creativity or intuition, and it thinks in the present. Now, a lot of you know that we always talk about being in the present. So that's very right-brained. That's really interesting because there's been a study of the male and the female brain and that the connectivity, the way the brain is wired. In male brains, most of the connections run between the front and the back, so up and down. So front and back parts of the same brain hemisphere on the same brain, which would account for the better spatial skills and the motor or the muscle control in men that men have. And yet we as females, our brain's a little bit more complex and many more neural connections go from side to side across the left and the right hemispheres of the brain. And scientists say this is why, or could be the reason why women account for better verbal skills and intuitive abilities. Isn't that incredible? Just beautiful. So now we're going to take the right side of the brain as our anchor point and the female brain, since the majority of us, both listening live and on the replay, will resonate with this side of the brain. Now we've done the crossing over your hands in your sacred heart center. I just want you to close your eyes and just drop down and put all your focus behind your hands into your sacred heart center. Now just take a moment to communicate with the right hand side of your brain. Without expectations, just communicate with the right hemisphere in your brain. And just get a sense of something, anything. Just feel it as you scan it. Remember, this is not a contest or comparison with anyone. This is just for you. It's an exercise for you to connect with your right hemisphere of your brain. Does it feel fuzzy? Soft? Sharp? Overactive? Underactive? Heavy? Clogged? Just get the feel of that right-hand side. And when you felt, heard, saw, imagined, etc., about what's going on in that right-hand side of your brain, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being that you were sense an unhappiness with how your right brain felt or presented or imagined, and one that you were very happy with your brain, that right-hand side of the brain. Just get a sense of how much help does that right-hand side of your brain need? Is it still foggy? Is it heavy? What's going on there on that right side? And on a scale of 10 to 1, 10 being it really needs a lot of help, and 1 being you're quite happy with it. Just get a sense of that number, and you may want to keep that number in your mind or write it down or even put it in the chat. Now, I would like you to know, sorry, let's have a look here. Now, keeping your hands crossed over your heart center, this time when I'd like you to go into your right brain, I want you to see a golden sphere, a golden orb, which will connect with the golden tube from your divine heart. That's right, it's a golden sphere connecting to the golden tube that's running from your divine heart. And we're going to ask that this golden sphere or orb surrounds your right brain with a total understanding that the golden sphere has a connection to unconditional love, to the heart of Source. Take a moment to connect with the golden sphere and see your right brain absolutely saturated with unconditional love, which is connected to your divine heart via the golden shaft. Now come back and just relate your experience, this time with how your right brain feels. So you can write this in the chat, or just make note of it and see if there's been a difference between the two before we did the golden orb and after we did the golden orb. Agenda, yours was the same. Wendy, more hydrated, more light and life to it. Thank you. Wendy, 5. Becca, right side feels constricted. Right. Feels a bit more expansive and now a 5. Brilliant. It feels lighter. It's gone down to a 3 from a 9. Sadhya. Brilliant. Thank you, Sadhya. This is just about taking time out for you to intuit and to feel what this is like for you, what your brain actually can feel like. Thelma, 5 after comforted and 4 happier. 4. Brilliant. Marcia, right side feels dark, a little better after the golden light. Brilliant. Wendy's from 5 to a 3. Guido, was a 2, still a 2 and tingling. Oh, that's brilliant, Guido. Nice. Okay, so now let's go to the left-hand side and focus on the left hemisphere of your brain. And just taking a moment to communicate with the left side of your brain, not expecting anything, just a sense of something. Closing your eyes and connecting into the left-hand side of your brain. Does it feel fuzzy, soft, sharp, clogged, heavy, overactive, underactive? Just get the feel of your left brain. Now, for the sake of time, I want you to do what we did before with the golden orb. Connect into your divine heart. And see a golden sphere or golden orb connect to your left brain via your divine heart. And see your left brain surrounded and saturated with the total understanding that this golden orb has a connection to the unconditional love, to the heart of Source. Just taking a moment to connect with that golden sphere. See your left brain saturated with unconditional love, not only from divine Source, but remember, this is coming via your own beautiful divine heart. So your beautiful left brain and your right brain have both got a double whammy of unconditional love from Source and unconditional love from you. Now just come back. And again, just make notice of how that is feeling for you now. That's right. Now just take notice of the number from 8, anything 2, remember? Sorry, I beg your pardon. 10 being the worst that it could feel, and 2 being the best that it could feel. And just take note of that, and maybe you want to put that in the chat so that we can get an idea of how that's affecting you now. Wendy says, left side feels very dark, like an 8, clogged and heavy and weary. Left side is beyond grateful. It says it has been so sad and lonely, getting tears. Oh, Wendy, that's so beautiful. Went from a 8 to a 6. Wow. Kathy says darkish 6 or 7 before, and lighter energetic, I presume, 1 or 2 now. That's beautiful. Thelma says asking for trust of the left, 2, 3 to 2. Roma 7. Hajinda, heart feels disconnected and I can feel more on the left side. Thank you. Jamie, I had a very bright light at first on my right side. I opened my eyes to see if the sun was out. It isn't. Oh, Jamie, you're so sweet. My left side is much darker. Both have pink to them now. Life left still not as bright as the right. Becca, thank you, Jamie. Becca says from a 4 to a 3, feels expansive and calm. Well, that's brilliant, Becca. Thank you. Bronwyn, yours is a 2 now. Lovely. Mine was clogged, sharp, very heavy, and underactive. And Leah, tight and overactive on both, sharp on the left. The main thing is, I want to know if any of you have felt that there was a difference. I think one or two of you have said no. that you're still feeling the same. Give it time to integrate too, okay? So that would be helpful. So now let us go to the corpus callosum. Nina says, 9, now 6, had headaches since yesterday. Feels a bit better now, still sharp. Oops. Let's go to the corpus callosum, which lies in the middle of the brain and is the connection for both of the brains. So that's the part that connects both the brains. Very, very important. The corpus callosum consists of about 200 million axons that interconnect the two hemispheres. This is absolutely amazing. Your brains are just incredible, complex parts of the your entirety, because after all, the brain is what rules the body. And it's just incredible the amount of neurons and axons and nerves and all types of things that are interconnected here. Its primary function is to synchronize all of the motor, the sensory, and the cognitive processes between the cerebral cortex on one side of the brain to the same region on the other. So in other words, it coordinates the left and the right hemisphere. It is also known as the superhighway for learning. Yep. So the structure of the corpus callosum is a huge band of myelinated fibers, and a lot of our myelinated fibers can become dysfunctional. They need repair. That's something that I've come to find in the healings that I've done. A lot of the myelination has become demyelinated, and that is not good for the fibers that are running between the brain and everywhere else, not only in those that hemisphere. Yeah, so when the myelin sheath is damaged, nerves do not conduct electrical impulses normally. That is why. And if the sheath is severely damaged, the underlying nerve fiber can die. That's why it's so important to have our myelin sheaths in one piece. So this is hence the importance of having a healthy corpus callosum. A lot of you have heard me talk about the corpus callosum when we've had our sessions together, and I see damage on one side or damage on the other side. Very, very seldom is the damage on both sides. It just depends on whatever happens to the skull and the brain within the skull as we come through life. You know, the brain can be tilted to one side or to the other, and the damage will be wherever that the hit has come from, the trauma from the left-hand side, the corpus callosum on the left will be affected. If there's been a trauma of the skull from the right-hand side, usually the corpus callosum will be damaged on the right side as well. So, most interesting. So, let's have a look here. I just want to lock the reading up now. Brilliant. Now, we're going to connect in with the corpus callosum and going into your heart center with a golden orb. And we're going to ask that the golden orb now surrounds the corpus callosum, and feel that now connecting via your beautiful golden shaft from your own divine heart. Only this time, instead of an orb, we see a golden long oblong effect, because the corpus callosum is more longwise than it is sphere-shaped. So we ask that this golden orb connects around the corpus callosum, sending it unconditional love from your own divine heart and from the heart of Source, saturating it with this golden light, sending all of this love to this precious and important part of your brain. You may want to just get a feel of what that golden orb is now, what your corpus callosum is now feeling like. Brilliant. Now this time, let's connect to your spinal cord, which is the extension of your brains. Literally, it is the extension of your brain. It is the wiring, the electrics that go down into the body from the brain down through the vertebrae. So the spinal cord is the long, thin, tubular structure made of nervous tissue that extends from the medulla oblongata in your brainstem to the lumbar region of your vertebral column. And it encloses your central canal of the spinal cord that contains the cerebral spinal fluid. It is such an important part of your nervous system, central nervous system. Some of you may be aware that your spinal cords are not healthy because of damage either through accidents or something similar. And some of you who may not be aware of this. So, like before, let us connect and focus on the spinal cord now. Taking your time to feel it, see it, imagine it. And this time we'll just go straight in and ask that the golden orb becomes a golden shaft, which again connects to your divine heart and surrounds the whole of the spinal cord, all the way from your medulla to the coccyx, which is way down to your tailbone. Take your time to saturate your spinal cord with this golden healing energy from the golden shaft, from your own divine heart, and the unconditional love from source. Coming out of that space into the now, just get a feel of what that was like for you when you're connected with your spinal cord. Wendy says her original corpus callosum felt wobbly, imbalanced, felt heavier on the left after the orb. Even more interesting that I have scoliosis and it feels like maybe the imbalance was set up in the corpus callosum initially. Interesting. Thank you for that, Wendy. So how's everybody feeling these now that we've worked with the spinal cord? Still feels clog in the cord, Roma, Wendy, and more life into the spine. After the orb, lots of back and forth activity in the corpus callosum. Brilliant. Thank you for that, girls, Kathy and Wendy and Roma. I'm feeling a lot of peace that I haven't felt in a long time, says Sadia. Well done, beautiful. It shifted in my spine. It feels so much lighter and not so compressed. Thank you, Suzanne. Can only feel the left side. Thank you, Hajinda. Feeling calmer and more supported, Bronwyn. Thank you, Bronwyn. Let's go now, girls. Feeling much joy and happiness, Thelma. Thank you, my darling. Coming from the cord, it wants me to continue working with it. Brilliant. Remember, when you get this, recording, everyone, you can use this again, okay? This is not beyond your being able to use it again, and that will, as Thelma says, needs more work, then please do it by all means. So now I'm just going to do a very quick thing on the three brains. So for the segment of, we're going to go to the Sacred Heart and ask for a complete healing, clearing, purifying, releasing and balancing of the first brain, which is the reptilian brain, for the second brain, which is the mammalian brain. And for many of you that have PTSD, this will pertain to that particular part of your brain. And the third brain, which is the corpus, which is the cerebral cortex, which is the large outer brain that we're thinking with and planning with and doing all kinds of things all day, that pertains to that particular part. the reptilian brain is the brain, as it says, like reptiles, when we're very first born, well, we're not even born, when our cells first start to replicate, that's the very first brain that starts. It's the reptilian brain, and it is the brain that has control. It doesn't control, but it reflects the hunger, the temperature control, the flight or fright response, and defending territory, keeping safe, that kind of thing. So it's a very important part of who we are. The mammalian brain is the limbic system. So we know that the limbic system, this is about emotions and memories and that like. Then we have brain three, which is the thinking brain, in this segment. So we're going to ask that all of these three brains are cleared today. Remember, as we go through life, everyone, that nothing is one doesn't fix all. So there will be other scenarios that will be set up where you will more than likely get more clogging in those brains. But if that's the case, then you use this recording for that, all right? So let's do this now. So for the segment of the loving of your brain, we will go to the Sacred Heart again and ask for a complete hearing, just closing your eyes, complete hearing, clearing, healing, purifying, releasing, and balancing of the first brain. And now we go to the second brain. Oh. Beautiful. And now we go to the third brain, which is the largest brain. Oh, for all of us. Oh. We ask for that golden orb now to come down through the golden shaft and saturate the three brains and bring the highest vibration of healing again, connecting to your divine heart, the heart of Source, and the heart of Mother Earth. See and feel this happening in your three brains. Just taking your time to experience this feeling through your divine heart. Now just come back into the room when you're ready. And you can report in the chat or the verbally your experience with this segment of the healing for your three brains. So Nina says, relaxed and something opened in my left sinus. Beautiful. Burped twice. Burping is a very good thing for a lot of people because that's releasing. Marcy says, feeling very relaxed and calm. Kathy, calm, very calm. Roma, left side feels clearer in me. Right side still clogged. Thank you, Roma. A bit calmer, and is there an MP3 for geopathic stress? We already have access to, or in addition, there is an MP3, Liz, and what I'm going to do is put it into the Facebook site for the Miracle Brain, all right? Sarge, you're feeling very relaxed and calmer. Beautiful. Becca, felt a lot of heat in my hands, up my spine, in my face and head. Brilliant. Ronwyn, calmer and feeling sleepy now. It's one thing I do notice Brahman, that a lot of the times I do these classes, people feel really sleepy and tired. And usually it's a good thing for you to go off and sleep because there's healing done while you're sleeping. Yeah. Elizabeth, didn't approve anyone or disapprove anyone for the FB site. That's from heartache to joy. If you email me, then I'll maybe be able to put you through to the, I may be able to enter you into the Facebook site. Jamie, ready for a nap? Nice one, Jamie. Wendy, so cool. I got a beautiful light-filled vision of myself as a child with such lightness and purity, accepting the depth of sensitivity rather than keeping it down as I got older. How beautiful. That's amazing. It was so dark and burped a lot, so much lighter now, and lifted so warm in my entire body. Thank you, Suzanne. It's beautiful. You know, anyone else, I mean, if you didn't have any reaction at all, that's fine too, right? So not everybody. Remember, every one of you are so individually different, every single one of you, right? So every single one of you is going to feel something different. And some people will get a result instantly, like a lot of you have. And then other people, it won't happen straight away. It may happen later. So that's fine. Thelma, reptilian, something left from it, very striking. Emotions will be easier for me to work with. Stress left, the thinking part feels so much better. Oh, that's brilliant. Thank you, Thelma. You know, this is a really interesting exercise when we go into a part of our body because we are ready to do this. Like as in the brain, we went into the right side and then you went into the left side and you could feel, right? When you really sit and take notice and actually go into these parts of our, not only your brain, but your body, your spinal cord, you could feel that, your corpus callosum. So yeah, these things really matter, but we just don't take the time now in our lives to go in and to zero in on them. And as a consequence, we lose a lot of what's really important to us. And we don't connect into those beautiful parts of us that need the connection. You know, some of you had your left and your right brain, you know, wanting to talk to each other. And this is very important to do. So Valerie says, got so zoned out. I'll have to listen to the replay. Absolutely, Valerie. This happens all the time. A lot of people say this. Jamie says, tingles on my head and my stomach. Gurgled a lot throughout the last process. Thank you very much for all of that wonderful feedback, really. It's sharing, you know, because if you girls and guys don't share, then we're never going to know. And the sharing is, remember, this is group energy. And that's why we do these group calls for everyone, all of us that do healing. We do group calls because there is a strength and a power in group healings. A lot of people get such different reactions, something they probably wouldn't have got if they were just doing it on their own. But that it happens when there's a group energy that connects everybody. Because remember, we are all part of the one. And it's so interesting because I was just talking to my daughter about this today, how, you know, we are very social animals, human beings, mammals. We're social animals. And we thrive when we're in social situations. And yet, as we go through life, we isolate ourselves somehow. We seem to think of ourselves as individuals, which we are not. And this is why a lot of our older people are finding it very difficult to function in this world. And a lot of the people that you see on the streets, you know, the homeless people, they have, admittedly, a lot of them have their own community where they can share between each other. But the older people in our communities, our parents, I see a lot of the old people, they are left in homes and there's no stimulation for them. There's no interaction for them. And this is why when if there's none of that happening, then we start to deteriorate. It's as simple as that. That's my full understanding on this. And that's where the group act, this is where the group energy is, because we are all one. We're all part of the one. And yet we all take so much pride, or we take so much time and energy to isolate ourselves from others for whatever reason that we set up in our minds. thought forms, boys and girls, thought forms, beautiful bonds. It's so important. And this is where a lot of our entities come about, because our negative thought forms pull them in. This is the law of attraction in action, virtually. All right. So, you know, if you can reach out and help someone, especially we all have this instinct and this inner knowing that somebody is needing help. It doesn't matter if it's your neighbor down the road or it's a family member. And if you can reach out, all right, because this is so important. Wendy says, thanks, Jamie. Yes, it was so lovely. Kind of like reminding myself of who I really am. I need to find my power in the sensitivity rather than feel I have to shelter it as weak. Totally, totally, Wendy. That is so true, Donna. We all need to stand in our power to learn how to do this. And even if you do it in little ways, small steps, this is so important. And then when you start to stand in your power, you become more confident of who you are. You become less confused about what's going on around you. And another really, really important thing too, is that we need to learn to ground. Oh my goodness. We need to learn to ground, okay? Grounding is so important, because you see, when you're not grounded, it means you're up, and a lot of you heard me say this before, this is nothing new. You're up and out of your body. And when you're up and out of your body, you're taking on everybody else's stuff. And you're taking on other people's emotions. You're taking on entities. You're taking on all kinds of negative things that are out there. And that is so totally not what we need to do. When you're grounded, you're in your body is your protection. Your auric shield is your protection. And that's important. Liz says, lovely message and a great reminder. It is, darling. You know, it saddens me, because we know that we have this power within each and every one of us to reach out and help others. And yet I know a lot of us don't do it because we're afraid that we get rebuffed. You know, we're afraid that we're going to get ostracized for it. We're afraid because we get judged. It doesn't matter. When you stand in your power, it doesn't matter about judgment. All right? Standing in your power means that you don't care about other people's judgments. You only want to care about the good that you can do for others. It's coming from your heart. Wendy, yes, less confused. Thanks, my dear. You're welcome. Sajia, I have a major problem with grounding. Yeah. Listen, gang, I'm going to be doing I'm hoping to put an online course up on the fundamentals of energy. A lot of you have heard me talk about this before. The fundamentals, how to keep yourselves clear from all negative energies, things that are not. But remember, if you don't make the effort to do it, it's a waste of time. You're ever going down that track. So if I put something up there that looks magic to you and you know, you want to buy it, that's fine. But if you're not going to follow it through, don't buy it. Don't waste your money. Okay? I'll say that to you now, because you may as well throw it. It's like water, spilling water down the sink. Somebody gives you something really special, beautiful, blessed water or whatever, and you just throw it away. That's not the object of the lesson. Object of the lesson is follow through and do everything, because it's going to be a step-by-step guidance on that, okay? Nina, yawning deeply. Lovely, darling. That's another way of releasing, as we know. And Liz says, need to ground for sure. Heard earthing to Mother Earth is helpful. Oh, very much so. You see, when we did the triple heart, that triple heart is the heart of Mother Earth. Is right there. Your heart is the next one, and the heart of Source. So you got the three hearts together. So you're being grounded in that golden shaft, okay? How do we work more with our auric shield? Thelma, I'd love to tell you that now, Donna. We've only got about 6 minutes. So as I say, keep your eye out for that package coming up. Where my grounding thing makes sense, retaking in stuff. But ironically, when you are in traumatizing environment, traumatizing people, totally, you're quite right, Roma. You're totally right. That is why the more that you learn how to ground, the better and easier it is for you to get grounded when you are in that traumatic state. It's the trauma that takes you out of your grounding. But when you're learning how to ground yourself at all times, then that you won't be thrown out of balance when the trauma hits you, all right? So yes, you're right. But once again, it comes down to practice. Everything's about practice and keeping on top of it, right? So now let's just give thanks, lovely, 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 beautiful people that you are, and gives thanks, gratitude, and love to the source of all that is. And learn to see that golden shaft that was around all the way outside of you start to contract and come into the core of you. And we give thanks, gratitude, and love to the source of all that is. And we see the energy go back up through the shaft to the source of all that is. The energy go back down to Mother Earth, and we give her gratitude, love, and thanks. And I want you to also give thanks, love, and gratitude to you for this process that you have accomplished through your own Divine Heart Center. And remember, anytime you want to, you can always come back and do this again and use this method for any other part of your body that needs it. So please be aware that you must drink lots of water after today, okay? Because, you know, we've got all this, we've jumbled up a lot of energy, and a lot of detoxing could take place as well. So just remember, when you, if you feel any detoxing, just go straight to the heart center and do the Ho'oponopono. A lot of you know that I talk about Ho'oponopono, which is, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, and thank you. That's it. And you go into your heart center, you do the Ho'oponopono, and you give it to God to take care of it. That's it. Simple as that. You give it to the Supreme Creator. You don't have to worry about it, because Supreme Creator will take care of this. All right. So thank you also so much. And I hope the recording will be with From Heartache to Joy after tonight. And I think they take a couple of days before they send it out or put it in the proper channels of where it's to go. And much love to you all. And thank you so much for your participation. Mahalo now.